started to dribble. You should hear young Stibbons talk. Went on about me not inviting me to my own wedding. Me! From the side of the gorge, a kingfisher flashed, hit the water with barely a ripple, and ricocheted away with something silver and wriggly in its beak. Kept going on about everything happening at the same time, Ridcully went on morosely. Like there's no such thing as a choice. You just decide which leg you're heading for. He says that we did get married, see? He says all the things that might have been have to be. So there's thousands of me out there who never became a wizard, just like there's thousands of you who, answered letters. Ha! To them, we are something that might have been. Now, do you call that proper thinking for a growing lad? When I started wizarding, old Tudgy Spold was Arch-Chancellor, and if any young wizards even mentioned that sort of daft thing, he'd feel a staff across his backside. Somewhere far below, a frog plopped off a stone. Mind you, I suppose we've all passed a lot of water since then. It dawned gently on Ridcully that the dialogue had become a monologue. He turned to Granny, who was staring round-eyed at the river, as if she'd never seen water before. "Stupid, stupid, stupid," she said.
"I beg your pardon? I was only..."
"Not you. I wasn't talking to you. Stupid. I've been stupid. But I ain't been daft. Heh! And I thought it was my memory going. And it was, too. It was going and fetching."
"What?"
"I was getting scared. Me. And not thinking clear. Except I was thinking clear."
"What?"
"Never mind. Well, I won't say this hasn't been, nice," said Granny, "but I've got to get back. Do the things with the fingers again and hurry."
Ridcully deflated a little.
"Can't," he said.
"You did it just now."
"That's the point. I wasn't joking when I said I couldn't do it again. It takes a lot out of you, transmigration."
"You used to be able to do it all the time, as I recall," said Granny. She risked a smile. "Our feet hardly touched the ground."
"I was younger then. Now, once is enough."
Granny's boots creaked as she turned and started to walk quickly back towards the town. Ridcully lumbered after her.
"What's the hurry?"
"Got important things to do," said Granny, without turning round. "Been letting everyone down."
"Some people might say this is important."
"No, it's just personal. Personal's not the same as important. People just think it is."
"You're doing it again."
"What?"
"I don't know what the other future would have been like," said Ridcully, "but I, for one, would have liked to have given it a try."
Granny paused. Her mind was crackling with relief. Should she tell him about the memories? She opened her mouth to do so, and then thought again.
Nah, he'd get soppy. "I'd have been crabby and bad-tempered," she said instead.
"Well, that goes without saying."
"And what about you? I'd have put up with all your womanising and drunkenness, would I?"
Ridcully looked bewildered.
"What womanising?"
"We're talking about what might have been."
"But I'm a wizard. We hardly ever womanise. There's laws about it. Well, rules. Well, guidelines, anyway."
"But you wouldn't have been a wizard then."
"And I'm hardly ever drunk."
"You would have been if you'd been wedded to me."
He caught up with her.
"Even young Ponder doesn't think like this," he said. "You've made up your mind that it would have been dreadful, have you?"
"Yes."
"Why?"
"Why do you think?"
"I asked you."
"Ugh, I'm too busy for this," said Granny. "Like I said, personal ain't the same as important. Make yourself useful, Mr. Wizard. You know it's circle time, don't you?"
Ridcully's hand touched the brim of his hat.
"Oh, yes."
"And you know what that means?"
"They tell me it means that the walls between realities get weaker. The circles are... what's the word Stibbons uses? Iso-reasons. They connect levels of... something daft. Similar levels of reality, which is bloody stupid. You'd be able to walk from one universe to another."
"Ever tried it?"
"No."
"A circle is a door half open. It doesn't need much to open it up all the way. Even belief'll do it. That's why they put the dancers up years ago. We got the dwarfs to do it. Thunderbolt iron, those stones. There's something special about them. They've got the love of iron. Don't ask me how it works. Elves hate it even more than ordinary iron.